I thought Preet Bharara, unlike many other people, was going to get a lot of credit for having brought this in the first place, even if Sheldon Silver was not convicted, because so much came out in terms of the politics of Albany, the stink, the sewer that it is, that, you know, he had the courage to go and do this. And of course, next up is going to be the former majority leader of the state Senate, Dean Skelos. So Silver is guilty. We know that there were some jury issues. One person asked to be taken out of the trial right away, and then there was somebody else who had issues. These are all going to be part of an appeal. And these appeals, as we know with Joe Bruno, can last for 10 years. They can go for a long, long time. In the meantime, the culture of Albany corruption is exposed. Now, we have to see what happens in the Skelos trial. And we don't really know whether or not Bharara is absolutely through looking at some of the arrangements that the governor, the third man in the room, has done. My suspicion is that if we haven't seen it yet, we probably won't see anything coming out of that. But that's where we are right now.
Alan, what happens next? There have been so many attempts at ethics reform in Albany. Most people, a lot of the good government advocates, say they fall far short. Do you think this may finally be the impetus for significant reform?
I've always thought that they fell far short. Let's remember what this is all about. People who have power use that power for personal enrichment. I've said all along, once the charges were brought against these two top leaders, that a lot of people's knees must be knocking in Albany. People have to be scared because people have law practices. People come to them because of their power. We have seen it time and time again. What always bothers me are all those people who say, you know, I'm a good legislator. Don't hold us all accountable. But these so-called good legislators are still the ones who have been electing and supporting people who are at the very top and who, when you think about it, are leading them in a direction that is away from ethics reform. Maybe, just maybe, we'll see some ethics changes here. I certainly hope so.